This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883, regarding June Patmore, P-A-T-M like Mary, O-R-E, date of birth 6-16-1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Patmore with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, renal artery stenosis, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was May 1st of this year. She had an ultrasound of her carotid arteries that showed some changes, and she's scheduled for a CAT scan of the carotid arteries with contrast in January. She will have IV hydration following the scan to help clear the contrast. Also, they are aware of her chronic kidney disease. Her weight is unchanged, and she's been feeling well since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is unchanged, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Chlorthalidone is 50 milligram daily. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And her other routine medications are unchanged. Physical examination. Weight, 156 pounds. Blood pressure, 112 over 71, pulse 83, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 14th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.25 with estimated GFR of 42, and this is stable. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.3, albumin 4.1, calcium 10.2. Hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, 2, hypertension well controlled, 3, renal artery stenosis, 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.